off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Hey, kids. I heard on the news that an airline pilot spotted Santa's sled on its way in from New York.
You serious, Clark?
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Dennis. Okay, so by the way, when you're doing that fuel stop, maybe you need to be a little extra careful. We just had a Samaritan's Purse Grand Caravan get hijacked. They're in what? Africa, someplace.
South Sudan.
Yeah.
So.
May not be a thing we got to worry about too much, but got hijacked. They caught the guy and hijacked the caravan for a while, but then they, you know, they got it back. It was fine. And they were just trying to do their good works as they do. But yeah, you got to be careful, I guess, or even during the holiday season, maybe something to think about, because you don't want to be that, you know, story.
Yeah, porch pirates may really step it up and just try to steal everything right out of your plane.
Well, there's that. There could be an issue there. But looking at a more holiday-friendly type of story, Captain Dennis is doing his own good works with your daughter. Is that right? What's going on, Dennis?
No, my daughter's a school teacher at a local high school here in Fort Myers. And one of the things she did is she started an aviation club for an after-school activity. And so she thinks she knew a couple of people that might be willing to help teach that. So, yes, I'm going to the school.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Week.
Oh, you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be, since you're a CFI and the whole thing, that'd be great. Here's what a pilot looks like. Here's what not to do. And this is Greg, and this is Dennis. She hadn't gone down that.
I passed out my card, so they're aware of the show. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, you apologized.
I apologized in advance.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. But so you went and spoke in front of all these kids and told them what exactly?
Well, I've been working on them, you know, kind of going over the basics of FAA ground school for their private pilot license, starting to go over, you know, airspace and requirements, things like that.
Yeah.
But one of the things I encouraged them was to reach out to the local EAA chapter here in Fort Myers, because they do a Young Eagles flights on the first Sunday of every month. Mm-hmm. And I said, if you let me know when you're going to go down, I will make sure I'm there with the airplane and I'll be your pilot. So this past Sunday, I flew the Mooney down to Page Field and pulled up to the EAA building and took this student for his first ever flight in a GA airplane. So I'm pretty sure he's hooked on aviation at this point. I got numerous text messages and a couple of phone calls after him about wanting to go up again and what do we need to do next. And so
what was it? Was it the fact that he's a gamer and it all came natural to him, or he was just enthralled with what he was seeing out the window, or what?
I think it was a little of both. A little column A, column B. He had been playing, you know, working with flight simulators, so he has, you know, kind of a concept of what needs to happen.
Right.
But still, it seems like the first time you get somebody in an airplane, they're usually so nervous they don't want to touch anything. They're holding the yoke rigid with both hands, and you know, he seemed very relaxed. So we took off and went out over the Gulf of Mexico, down by Fort Myers Beach, and over to Sanibel Island, and he was very, very smooth on the controls.
Yeah.
I have never seen a student pilot that didn't need coaching to realize that, hey, they were off altitude and made corrections. So I was really impressed that he picked up on it that quickly.
How about
that? And, you know, so I'm really happy to see that. He was excited. He's, really motivated to get his license. So I'm hoping to be able to help him with that.
And what age group are we talking about? What grade?
Sophomore in high school.
All right.
So, should be pretty close to being able to get him soloed.
Yep. So did he think that, hey, this opens up a whole new world as far as, like, maybe I want to be a pilot?
Well, he has wanted to be a pilot. So that this was, you know, like him finally getting that first step into that that life goal.
Right. But when you went and gave the talk at the club, so all these are kids in high school that went to the club, have a slight interest in aviation, and you.
Yeah, that's why they're staying after school.
Yeah.
You know, no, normally most kids just want to go home. So
right.
They have an interest in it, at least.
How big of a group are we talking? How big of a
It's just
club?
A couple students right now, but hopefully now that we've had one that's actually gotten a flight, hopefully the word will get around and maybe we'll get a few more people involved and interested.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And yeah, he was pretty appreciative. Did he have any special requests? Like, hey, can we fly over here? Can we fly over there? Was it one of those type of flights? Or
you were just, not at all. I mean, yeah. I just wanted to get out away from Page Field, you know, because it gets busy. So, and avoid Fort Myers International. But it was a great day because we were watching airliners coming into Fort Myers. There was a guy towing banners out over Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel.
Right.
So there was, you know, lots of different things to see.
Yeah.
And point out to him. So it was a good day for flying. It really was.
There's no question. And this weekend actually is a great weekend to be flying, especially if you want to do a night flight, because we got Christmas light boat parades happening all across the country, especially Florida. There's one going on tonight in Fort Lauderdale. Last night it was Pompano Beach. Let's see. Key Largo has one tonight. Probably Key West as well. They do one
just flying around anywhere and looking at all the Christmas lights. We should be at peak decoration by now.
True. Because
if you don't have the lights up now, it's too late.
Yeah, well, that is true. But the Christmas light boat parades are kind of fun. I mean, it's the largest one in the world in Fort Lauderdale tonight. Have you been tempted to do a special flight tonight just for that? Or is this like, hey, this ain't a bad idea, Greg? Or no?
Yeah, I wished I would have thought about that the last week when I was flying with the student, because it was the boat parade in Fort Myers on the 6th.
Well, so. I was going to say, they had one last weekend where you're at.
Yep.
Okay. Well, there's
found
that.
Found out about it too late. Otherwise, I probably would have gone up and done a night flight to go check it out.
Yeah. I've been wondering if any of the banner towers are doing any Christmas lights in the sky. Are they allowed to do that? Or can they even fly those things at night up and down the beaches?
It's VFR. I think you could, but I mean, you can't really light up the banner.
Why not?
Get a tow power and all that kind of stuff back there.
It's just, LED things they don't suck up anything. You could put some Gobi lights on a banner and make it all lit up and do all kinds of crazy stuff.
FAA would have some limits on that, but
you think?
Yeah. Why? I don't think you're going to put an EcoFlow Delta in the back of your plane and run an extension cord out the back to your banner.
Well, they're battery operated. Yeah, they can do those. You don't have to have a ton of power to light up those little LED things and just have
I'm in the process of installing 1,000 of them on my roof right now.
Well, I was going to say, you're kind of a, you know, computer
kind of
geek.
A gadget geek. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Dennis's real, you know, real job in between flying. He uses that to pay for his aviation fund. But yeah, is that sparking an idea? I mean, that's what I'm here for, Dennis. That's pretty much all I got.
I think it's a lot of work to try to tow that. I mean, wouldn't mind putting Christmas lights down the airplane, or even just, you know, put some of those little LED lights in the windows would be kind of cool.
Well, can you do that legally? What I would imagine would be problematic, wouldn't it? You can't have lights on the aircraft, can you?
No. Do you think if frost messes up the airflow, what do you think a bunch of Christmas light strings
are
going to do?
Well, not just that, but your navigation lights, wouldn't that interfere with that part?
Yeah, especially at night. Yeah.
That's why I was saying in a banner tower, I would think maybe you could do that on a towing thing like that. Or I mean, you probably got to get a special exemption, I would imagine. But come on, someone do it. This is a great idea.
Well, the Goodyear's already got the better approach anyway. Just bring the blimp. You got that big light up LCD display, you know, built in the side of the blimp.
Right. But I'm just thinking a way for, you know, just a general aviation, you know, mooniac like yourself could make the best of holidays like that.
There are some people that have done that. Because if you remember at Sun and Fun, there's always that Cessna flying every night and he's got messages. So he's got LEDs under the wing that he's got displaying messages.
Says,
so
have a good evening. Enjoy your traffic, blah, 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 whatever. Good night.
Yeah, everyone. But also advertising some of the different events, coconut flyers, things like that. So,
yeah. Well, okay. So we got to work on that. I just say
there's definitely options.
Yeah. Come up with something for Christmas. We're smack dab in the middle of it. We should have thought about this months ago, but I just came up with it now. And I'm like, oh, man, that's how all the good ideas happen. They're too late.
That or in the shower. That's when you get all the great ideas, right?
Not really.
Shower thoughts?
No, I don't know.
You don't have all of these bursts of brilliant ideas while taking a shower?
I have other ideas, but I don't. Oh, we're out of time. Okay. Thank God.
Good.
All right.
Saved by the bell.
Disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Yeah. Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.